I have letters from my father in my hand, in my hand. Written by my older brother, they are grand, they are grand. They were written overseas, they are full of love for me. I'm as glad as I can be in this land, in this land. Fathers told me in this letter, they are grand, they are grand. I couldn't make myself no better in this land, in this land. Then I cried, what can I do? For I have not read them through. Will they make me over new in this land, in this land? Then I read the wonder story. It was grand, it was grand. How the Lord came down from glory to this land, to this land. How he hung up on a tree, shed his blood for you and me.
Thank you, Lord.
And his blood now makes me free in this land, in this land. I'm no stranger to this nation. In this land, in this land. They don't know my situation. It is grand, it is grand. Father's house is full of gold. I've got wealth that can't be told. Where my friends will never grow old. In that land, in that land. Death is called a dreadful monster. In this land, in this land. Where it calls, I shall not answer. In this land, in this land. I shall leave at the break of day. Death shall find my empty clay. And you won't know what to say. It is grand, it is grand. I'm not afraid of dying. In this land, in this land. I can shout why friends are crying. It is grand, it is grand. I can shout and sing and pray, and my soul can hardly stay. I'm as glad as I can be. It is grand, it is grand.
Amen.
66 letters I'm holding in my hand. Amen. Praise God for this.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you,
I've had this upon my heart for a long time, and Kevin said, "Dave, well, if you don't, you got to seek after precious things." And well, I sought Easter, and I prayed and prayed and prayed. God, what did you have me to preach on? And because I don't know what's needed today, and I can't do it, Sister Tony, without the anointing of God today. And boy, I tell you what, you need to hear from God today, and I do too. Amen. But God, I think that God began to work on my heart when Sister Tiffany gave tonight. Sister Tiffany gave her testimony, but I never could find liberty, brother, to preach on this. I said, God, give it to me this morning. And well, I tell you what, God's good today. I'm glad I know Him and free part of Mr. Sin. And I wouldn't trade Him for nothing in this world. Amen. For all the riches, wealth, health, treasures, pleasures. Amen. I'd have Jesus.
Amen.
Just to know that I'm saved.
Amen.
So, no, praise God. If I fall asleep tonight. Boy, I got a home.
Amen.
That means it all to me today, brother. Amen. Love your testimony, brother. Amen. Nothing's out of order, praise God, when God's in. You know that?
Amen.
Nothing's out of order. Amen. That's what makes church. I sit there and pray. God help. Let somebody stand and give testimony.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, testimonies are good today.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Boy, I tell you what, testimonies, what to do, they brag on God.
They sure do, brother.
Amen. Bible says in Joseph, in the book of 2 Chronicles 34. Verse 1, Bible says, and Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem more than 30 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. From the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, that's what I'm going to get at, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 20th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the craven images. and the molten images. Skip on down. Verse 14. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book.
Amen.
Praise God. I begin to think. Boy, I tell you what we need to do. We need to seek out the old path. And when we find it, brother, we need to walk therein. Amen. Praise God. Boy, for 57 years. Amen, Brother Kevin. Praise God. They had done wicked. Praise God. This book was found in the rubbish. By Isaiah says, in the rubbish. Praise God. Boy, Moses, Jack and Deuteronomy, he told them to put it in the ark. Boy, I'm kidding right now. For 57 years, praise God. His daddy and his grandpa had forsaken God, had forsaken the covenant, had built altars to Baal. Praise God, had done every evil, wicked thing in the world. Amen. But here comes this young boy, a Bible. Praise God, Josiah, being 8 years old. Amen. He didn't know that his life. Amen. He never seen daddy and papa serve God. But this little boy here, amen, praise God, made a commitment at an early age that he was going to serve God, and he was not going to walk the ways of his fathers and his grandfathers. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Amen. Boy, he had a little great-grandpa back there named Hezekiah. Amen, didn't he? He knew how. Amen. To pray, how to pray, brother. He knew how to get God to answer his prayer. He knew, praise God, boy, how seek after God. Gotta walk after God. Amen. And boy, Josiah wanted this in his life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I tell you right now, boy, I begin to find that you read that Josiah, 8 years old, he never looked, praise God, he never wavered to the left hand or to the right hand, praise God. But anyway, he's lined up as a young boy. He was going to seek after God.
Amen.
He's going to seek after God's commandments. He's going to seek after God's statutes. Amen. And boy, he began, amen, to start cleaning out the church house.
Amen, brother.
What?
Yes, sir.
He began to clean out the church house. Yeah. Amen. He sent him a fire. He said, clean it up. Amen. Turn down the altars of Baal. Amen. Boy, I tell you right now, boy, there's some things that he had to cut out.
Sure did, brother.
That's right.
But in the process, he found the book. Amen. Praise God for that book today. Amen. Without it, brother, I wouldn't be saved. Without it, praise God, we wouldn't know how to walk before the Lord. Praise God, I'm glad today. Praise God that I found the book to be real in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Seek out the old path, and when you find it, walk therein. I'm going to tell you right now, for Josiah, praise God, not only did he seek him, saw him when he's young, amen, he submitted to the work of God.
Amen. You sure did, buddy.
He submitted to do the work of God today. Amen. I'm telling you right now, boy, amen. Praise God, you need to sell out to God today more than you need anything in this world.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I tell you right now, today, Brother Shannon and I sold out to God. Amen. I didn't walk this way always before the Lord. God saved me way back yonder, but it took me a long time. Amen. That I sold out, Brother Kevin. Praise God. Boy, I tell you right now, I'd rather have him in my life than have life itself.
Amen.
I mean it today. Boy, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. Boy, I tell you what, praise God, if they lay me out of some funeral home, don't worry about me. I've got my name written in the
name
of God. Boy, I'm on my way to glory land. Amen. And praise God. I'll tell Brother Ken this morning.
Yeah.
We may not be far behind. Well, Sister Joyce. Yeah. Brother Charlie. Hey, praise God, I don't believe we're going to be far behind.
I don't think we are either. He's coming, buddy. Bless you, Brother Gary.
I'm going to read a few more scripture.
Bless you, brother.
Eighteenth verse of 2 Chronicles 34. Bible says it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the law that he rent his clothes, and the king commanded Hilkiah and Hachan, the son of Shaphan, Adoram, the son of Maah, praise God, Shaphan, the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out. Praise God upon. Praise God. Our fathers have not kept the word of God to do after all that is written in this book. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now. I tell you right now. That day, praise God, he read his clothes. He submitted himself unto the word of God. I tell you what, fear fell upon him. Praise God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise God. The wisdom apart from evil. Amen. You understand thereof.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Fear gripped him. A boy, he knew that judgment was closed. Amen. He knew, praise God, that they had messed up. They had, praise God, turned their backs on God way too long. And praise God, finally, a judgment was coming down upon them.
Amen. You're right.
He got urgent.
He was urgent here.
He said, you go seek out the prophets. Amen. I got to thinking. Where were the prophets at? Brother, in that day and time. Amen. They wasn't enough. Praise God being a stand that God could use.
That's right, brother. That's right.
You better look around, you children. Amen. Praise God. Boy, I believe right now, boy, God's looking down on this nation right now. It has to be a sick eight, brother. Brother, you can't even watch a Jeopardy. Or you can't even watch Wheel of Fortune unless there are two gays on it. Amen. Yes, I'm going to preach against it. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you to hell. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Well, I'll tell you right now, judgment is getting ready to fall upon this nation. Yeah, and it's the time that we seek out a God. But we seek out that old path. And when we find it, Brother Jason, we better walk there in. Amen. We better keep our eyes up to heaven. Praise God, because he's coming. And he's coming after those that's been down to the banquet house. That's got the rope washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Amen, brother.
He's coming. Boy, I woke up. Hey, man, 2 o'clock. I wasn't even going to tell this. Yeah. Brother Kevin, I had a dream last night, and I'm going to tell you the dream. Brother, praise God. I told Bev this morning. Praise God. I had a dream last night, and I looked up, and I seen just a big orange explosion in the sky. And I thought, brother, in my dream, he's coming. He see it. It's over. He's coming. Boy, those that's been down.
Amen.
Praise God. When I woke up, I began to think, oh Lord, God, you, boy, if you'd come last night, how many of my family would not have made it? How many of my friends, praise God, would have not have made it? Boy, it's time, and it's urgent time that we get sincere. Praise God, that we get our mind upon what is important in this life.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 So true.
It was a dream, but it could have been just as real. Amen. As I'm standing here this morning, he's a coming, children. Amen. And he's coming. Praise God. Boy, praise God. He's coming after those been born again.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
You're right.
That's right.
It's surreal to me. Brother, I lay there forever. Amen. And just thinking, oh God, Lord, please, God, set Holy Ghost conviction upon my family, upon my friends, upon my neighbors, upon my fellow workers and friends and cousins in this community. God, I don't want to see them die and go to hell, Lord. But praise God, if you don't turn, praise God, you be caught in that mess. And hell will be your home.
Amen.
He's coming, children.
Amen.
On how I got off on that, praise God.
Right.
Boy, I tell you right now, boy, we need to seek out that old path.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God and walk therein. Amen. I'm going to tell you something now. This is what.
Tell it, sir.
This is what 29 says. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up in the house of the Lord. All the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the word of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments, his testimonies, his statutes with all his heart, with all his soul. I pray God to perform the words of the book which are written in this book.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, he made a covenant with God that day before all of Israel and before God that he would walk before him all the days of his life.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to make, pray God, a statement. Pray God, a covenant with God.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our very best with the help of God by his grace, through his mercy.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk with him. Amen. Pray God all the way.
Amen.
Thank you, Paul.
That's right. That's right. Settled in there, buddy. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Amen. I pray God. Boy, to pray God to seek out the old path and walk therein. You're going to have the book right here. We're going to have his book if we walk and pray God in the way that's pleasing to the Lord. Pleasing to the Lord. Amen. I love singing. I pray God there's nothing wrong with it. I pray God I love it just as much as anybody. Brother Drew. But I'm begotten by the word of God. I pray God this is where my life is right here, brother.
Amen. That's good. Where's that? That's good, Gary.
Amen.
It's one thing to have a book. I'm sure most of you are like me. There's several of the big books laying around your house.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But are they like they was? I pray God today of Josiah. Are they, pray God, buried under dust?
Amen.
Or buried under? I pray God you don't know where they're at.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jumped on nobody, children.
No.
I've been there where I didn't read myself.
Yeah.
While that dust gathered on it. I'm trying to help us, children, today.
Amen.
I've been guilty of all this stuff.
That's right.
We learned by our mistakes. Mess up, don't we, Brother Ricky?
Yes. It's lawful.
Just trying to help you today. And your wife is a love.
Yeah, huh?
Amen.
I love you. God loves you today.
Amen.
I just want to see this all came together.
Yeah, buddy.
Amen. That's what we're looking for.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to seek out that old path.
Uh-huh.
And walk there in. Well, you say, well, I'm not. You hear people say, I'm not hurting nobody. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Mommies and daddies, if you're not living right, you're hurting your kids, and you're hurting your family, you're hurting your friends, and kids, if you ain't living right, you're hurting those that you go to school with, and those that you work with,
right.
And those you're around.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
You are affecting somebody's life.
That's right, brother.
Absolutely.
Amen.
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 That's true.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gonna need the book.
That's right.
Second of all, you're gonna have to believe the book.
That's right, brother.
You seen right here, Josiah believed the book.
That's right.
He was urgent for him.
Affected his behavior, didn't it? Amen.
Yeah.
Not only was that, praise God, he made a covenant.
Uh-huh.
To walk with God.
Amen. You're right.
Make a covenant to walk with God.
Yes.
I said, Lord. My father sold out to him, brother, buddy.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I'm tired of this.
Yes.
I want to make a difference in this world, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Be a light and example.
Yes.
Not me. I'm nothing today,
yes.
Children.
No, it's nothing.
Baby. I'm nothing. Yes. And the closer I get to God, sit your tongue, the more I know I'm nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But I know the one I serve everything.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And I know he holds it all.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what.
No.
Yes, sir.
Best day of my life. I'm scared out of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Like Josiah, just surrender it all.
Peace, buddy.
Amen. To the work of God, to the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I surrender it all. Ricky, I could have done it years before I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what it took?
Yeah.
It took God taking some things out of my life.
Yeah.
Open my eyes.
Sure did, buddy.
Don't think he won't ditch you.
He'll do it, buddy.
He jerked the bud down on your house.
Yeah.
If you ain't real careful.
Sure hey, will. Amen.
Sure will. It's serious, gentlemen. We're getting close to the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
If there's ever time we need to be on fire, that we need to let our light shine.
Amen.
Before God, before people.
Amen.
Right now,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
I want to make a difference in this life. Not me, but he that shines through me.
That's right, Gary. Amen.
He
right.
That lives in me.
Get something out of us.
I want to be a light, a witness, example. And to those that follow me.
Amen.
I want people to see God in me. Amen.
Amen.
See God in me. But you know what I love about this?
God. Tell it, Gary.
It's going to take the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It still ain't changed today.
No.
The Bible says right here in 35.
It's right there.
Moreover, Josiah kept the Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first moon.
Yeah.
And he set the priests in their charge, and encouraged them to service of the house of the Lord. And the Levites said unto, and he said unto the Levites, taught all Israel which were holy unto the God, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David,
right,
king of Israel, did build, and it shall be a burden unto your shoulders. It shall not be a burden unto your shoulders. Serve now the Lord, your God, and his people Israel.
Amen.
Look over 11. And they killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them.
Yeah.
And they removed the burnt offering, that they might give account to the division of the families of the people to offer unto the Lord.
Yeah.
As it is written in the book of Moses. And so did they with the ox.
Yes.
Going over to verse 16. 35. So all the services of the Lord was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offering unto the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Josiah. And the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at that time, and the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. And there was no Passover, look at this,
like
no Passover like to that.
Yes.
In Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. And the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present in the habits of Jerusalem.
Yes.
It took the blood then, brother.
Takes it now, don't it?
It takes the blood now.
Always will.
It takes the blood. It takes the book. It takes believing the book. It takes the blood.
Amen, God.
Amen. Boy, I tell you right now, I don't like to see him walk up to an altar. Just laughing. I don't like to see it. Boy, I tell you what, the day I come, I wasn't laughing.
No.
Boy, I was heavy under conviction.
Yeah.
I was just come, pray God to have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. I'm going to purge if I
did.
Amen. And I tell you right now, I ain't had to ask mommy and daddy if burden was lifted
either. No.
Boy, it's lifted, I knew.
Amen.
When I got up, praise God, I knew it. Been lifted.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I'll tell you right now, it still takes the blood. Bible says without the blood, without the shedding of blood, there'd be no mission for sin.
That's right. No, sir, buddy.
You ain't going to get around it no other way. You're going to have to go through the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. You're not going.
Amen.
Amen.
Good word, buddy.
It's going to take the blood.
Good word.
Seek out that old path. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's worth it.
Amen.
It's worth it. Yeah. I mess up Sister Tanya all the time. I fail completely. I guess I aggravate myself. Sometimes I just want to take myself out back house and wear myself out.
Yeah.
Man, seriously, I'm my biggest enemy. I'm my biggest enemy.
Yeah.
And my mouth is my biggest enemy.
Yeah, that's all
that. Thing that's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, I know better than this. I've done this over and over and over. God, but I keep falling this trap.
Oh, Romans 7. Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No.
But I catch myself done, but
yeah, buddy.
We ever want to.
But you know what? He's merciful.
Sure.
Yeah, is. Thank God.
Graceful, even through all that, he still loves us, brother.
Amen.
He loves us. Not like the world loves us. Not like mommy and daddy loves us. Not like family loves us.
No, we can't even
imagine. Man, he loves us unconditionally.
Oh, yeah.
We can't even imagine, comprehend.
No, wait.
We cannot comprehend the love that he has for us. I'm glad to know him today.
Amen.
Amen, girl.
I'll read this one other scripture here.
Read it, son.
Yes.
Here, I'm start to read. I'm going to read a few from scripture. And she answered them, thus, this is the process that he sent to require of the Lord. Then she answered them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah. It's coming. I'm not stopping the judgment that's coming. Because they have forsaken me and have burnt incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hand. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place and shall not be quenched. That's what's going to happen here, children. That's exactly what's going to be happening here, Brother Kevin.
Amen.
And as for the king, of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall you say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which thou hast heard. Because thy heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God.
Amen.
When thou hearest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rent thy clothes, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord.
Yes.
The cure. Behold, God's getting ready to make a covenant with him. Behold, I will gather thee to thy father, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thy eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and upon the inhabitants of the same. In other words, Josiah, you ain't going to see. Hey, man, boy, there's a rest set for God's people. I'm not appointed to a wrath. I'm appointed to the rest. Hey, man, I'm getting out of here. In first chapter, John, I'm leaving out of here. Hey, man, I'll be like, pray God, I'm leaving here like the long rain. Pray God, like Superman. And I'm coming back like the long rain.
Yeah.
Sister Tommy. Hey, man, pray God. Pray God, we're not going to be here through that seventh tribulation. I don't care what nobody tells you. I'm going to be out of here, and those saints of God, praise God, a boy that's been down, and got the road boy flat, they're leaving out of here.
Amen, son.
God made a covenant with him, didn't he?
Amen.
He made a covenant to walk with God. God made a covenant with him, son. Because of this, your wrath, the wrath, praise God, a boy is still going to come. Praise God, but you ain't going to have to go through it.
Amen.
Someone thinks it's a joke, children.
It ain't.
But I'll be like Kevin was this morning. If I thought there wasn't nothing to this, say, man, I'd shut my Bible up, lay it down right there, praise God, and walk out this door and wouldn't never come back.
No way.
But what we, praise God, what I feel in my soul today, it's real, it's alive. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Boy, I tell you right now, it's worth, praise God, seeking after today.
Amen.
You're right, buddy.
We're going home. Like I said, I mean, I've been on my heart so strong. You know, I thought, I went up there, I'll tell this, and I'm going to sit down, because I thought I was going to preach on Psalm 61. But I went up to the funeral home the other night, Kevin, you all come up there. And I seen so many people, Sister Tony, overwhelmed. I seen Brother Arnold get up there try to preach over his son. Overwhelmed, Brother James.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I thought, Lord, lead him to that rock.
Yeah, higher than I.
It's higher than that. And I say, Caleb, brother. Michelle. Caleb, overwhelmed, brother.
Sure is.
Overwhelmed. From a baby.
That's right.
Be honest with you, I'm overwhelmed with all this stuff going on. Me too, buddy. You know, I talked to Donna about in the church. She told her her mommy's on hospice. Overwhelmed. And Kevin and Sister Tanya come in. They left our brothers overwhelmed. Well, I tell you what. We live in a time where it's just heartaches and trouble and sickness and death. Brother, ain't going to be too many mountains, brother. You tell you preach about this morning.
Valleys, buddy. Valleys.
Valley after valley after valley.
That's right.
All
one after the other.
God will lift us up on top of that in a little while. Just to encourage us to send them back down.
That's right.
I believe that's where we're headed at, brother.
I do too.
We need to seek out the old path.
Mm-hmm.
And we find it. Walk therein.
Amen, sir.
I love you all dearly.
Yes.
Thank God for you. No better place I'd ever be in church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's my happy place.
Amen.
It's a place, praise God, where I can fellowship and be around people to say, think as I think. I love God.
Yes.
Seek out that old path. Be like old Josiah. He never had a daddy or a papa.
Sure didn't.
Uh-huh. But he got so sick of seeing what he seen, brother.
Uh-huh.
He wanted something different in his life.
He was the difference. Amen.
And he made a difference.
Amen.
Kids, I think about these young people. You're young and they seek out God early. I wish I'd done it, brother.
Oh, Lord.
I'm proud of them. Yeah, amen. Praise God. You grab a hold with everything in you and you hang on.
Yes.
Don't you let go for nothing.
Yes.
Amen. Don't never throw in the towel, praise God, or wave a white flag.
No.
Just keep on going.
Yeah,
it'll be worth it, praise God. It's worth it after all. I love you.
Amen. Amen.